Ross Williams is passionate about Shakespeare. He studied acting and directing and is the founder of a theatre company called the New York Shakespeare Exchange. But he's well aware that a lot of people don't share his enthusiasm. 400-year-old English is tough to decipher, he says, and too many people think of Shakespeare as dusty and dull.
So I started thinking about how I could deliver Shakespeare to people in small chunks, things that would be manageable and get people to experience Shakespeare in their day-to-day lives without having to make the commitment to go see a full show. And so we started with the sonnets because they're contained.
He and his colleagues founded the Sonnet Project as part of their theatre company. The idea is to film each of Shakespeare's 154 sonnets, which are 14-line poems, and release each one before the Bard's birthday next April. This is Shakespeare for the tech savvy. You can watch the films on the Sonnet Project's website or download the app to your phone and get regular sonnet deliveries. Each piece is filmed in a different location in New York City.
Sound rolling.
Cut.
This is why, take two. And action.
Today, a crew is shooting Sonnet No. 3 in a bar in Brooklyn. The bar itself and the floor are decades old, made of dark wood, and there's a heavy, old-fashioned cash register against one wall. In this sonnet, an older man urges a young one to find someone to bear his child so that his good looks are replicated and he doesn't die without heirs. Actor Ron Cohen performs the verse. He plays a seasoned barman, encouraging a young male customer to check out two girls at the end of the bar, lest he miss his chance to reproduce.
For where is she so fair, whose uneared womb disdains the tillage of thy husbandry? Or who is he so fond will be the tomb of his self-love to stop posterity?
The sonnet ends with the words, "Die single, and thine image dies with thee." After that, the white-haired barman tosses back a shot of liquor and seems to contemplate his own life. Cohen has acted in Shakespeare plays from A Midsummer Night's Dream to Othello. He's intrigued by the idea of delivering Shakespeare in short bursts.
Fantastic, great idea. I mean, especially the idea of doing it in different locales in New York, tying in the contemporary feeling of Shakespeare.
Today's locale, Sonny's Bar, has been at this spot for 150 years. But the bar was badly flooded when Hurricane Sandy swept through New York last year. It's looking to renew itself, just as the old barman hopes his young customer will renew himself by having a child. To complete a project this big requires the talents of many artists, so Williams put out a call to filmmakers on the Sonnet Project's website and by word of mouth. 25-year-old Naomi Charlotte Thebes was one of many who signed up. He directed Sonnet 71 a few months ago. He was not a Shakespeare fan at school, and when he came to the Sonnet Project, his knowledge was pretty sketchy.
I thought sonnets were like monologues from or soliloquies from his plays. I totally had no idea what they were, so I was completely naive and ignorant to the whole thing. And I was like, oh, sonnet, hey, cool, whatever. And I read it and I was like, oh, all right, well, I can do something with this.
What he remembered when he started studying the sonnet in question was how visual Shakespeare's language is. Thieves compares the playwright to a famous contemporary filmmaker.
When you're talking about what makes his language so unique, he was in a lot of ways like Tarantino is today. I always say if Shakespeare was an artist living today, he wouldn't be a playwright. He would be a screenwriter. He would be a filmmaker.
Ross Williams, founder of the Sonnet Project, agrees. He wants people to see Shakespeare as part of pop culture, which he says the playwright was in his day. He hopes the films will help dispel some of Shakespeare's mystique.
It is a little tricky sometimes, but it's still words telling a story and sharing emotion.
Even if instead of coming from a stage, that emotion is emanating from the tiny screen on your phone. For VOA News, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite in New York.